This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we've got our next guest in the studio. We've got Matthew Lutton, who's the director for Cloud Street at the Malthouse Theatre. Welcome to the show, Matthew.
Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Now, Matthew, we'd like to start off by having a bit of a chat about your background, how you got to where you are now, and your interest, basically, in the arts. So how did it all start for you and to get to where you are now?
It started for me in Perth in high school. So I was always interested in music, and that then turned into a theatre interest. I think I was a bit vain at high school and used to write my own plays and act in them and direct them. And then I realised I was a really terrible actor. But I also really enjoyed sitting on the outside and telling other people what to do, but also creating the bigger picture. So I started my own company in Perth, which I ran for about 10 years, making sort of two or three shows a year in Perth. And then it was a real showbiz story. I was an assistant director for Michael Cantor, a director at the Malthouse Theatre, maybe 8 years ago now. And he fell ill on the first day of rehearsals, and I had to step up and take over his show. And I then started a relationship with the Malthouse, and now Malthouse is my home. I'm the artistic director of the Malthouse Theatre.
How long have you been there?
Three and a half years now as artistic director.
Yeah. Because you came in just when you started on this show.
Yeah, I did.
To actually say that you're the new person. How's it been? How's your journey been?
Oh, it's been amazing. It's a sort of endless job, but it's thrilling because I mean, part of the role is going and seeing all the theatre that occurs around Melbourne and constantly sort of brewing up new ideas with the artists in town. So that's constantly energising, and it's sort of great to see lots of different audiences coming into the building.
Well, I've just got to congratulate you, because since you've been there, it's been outstanding.
Thank you.
It really has. You've really taken the Malthouse to another level. And I could tell that on the day that you came in that you had this... you're going to have a fresh approach, and there have been some ideas and concepts that you've had in with some of the theatre you've done that's been quite edgy, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, there's certainly, like, provocation is pretty important. Like, we're sort of, whether we're looking at queer narratives or narratives about race or politics, like, there's always a sense of we'd rather provide a provocative point of view, and that usually involves taking some risks, and I think that spurs more exciting debate and conversation. So, yeah, we've certainly, made a few edgier works.
Yep. Now, this one, a book that I absolutely adored. Who's the book by?
Tim Winton.
Right. What's it called?
It's called Cloud Street.
I think most Australians would know it and love it very dearly. Why this one?
Look, this is sort of, in some ways, I've been waiting to do Cloud Street for a long time as a Perth boy.
Oh, and of course, Perth.
It feels really... I mean, Cloud Street was a book that when I was a teenager growing up made me understand Perth, I think, and understand the history of the town, the sort of haunting of it. I mean, I've always wanted to tell this story as a ghost story. So I've always... I mean, I find all the characters in Cloud Street deeply lovable. They feel like your family members. But I've always thought that the thing that attracted to me to the story was the supernatural, the ghosts in the house and the way this house is haunted, what the characters see out in the landscape that terrifies them. So I sort of wanted to create a new adaptation or a new production that felt like it embraced that hauntingness, mm-hmm. But still keeping all the characters as lovable as they are. Yeah. And it's also, for me, a really interesting story about families and community that get divided and then have to mend that and have to sort of take 20 years to put that back together.
Have you met Tim?
I haven't. I'm really nervous because he's going to come to opening night.
Oh, is he? Oh,
that's your chance.
Yeah. Yes. So I wonder whether he's a little sick of talking about Cloud Street.
Although the film, he was heavily involved. Well, not the film of this, but
Breath.
Which he did a bit of the narration too, didn't he, in the film?
No, I think he's often, and I'm not too sure if he's involved in all the adaptations of his novels, but sometimes he is quite hands on.
Yeah, because he's a very shy person too, isn't he? You know, like that comes across, and he openly will say that too, won't he?
Yes, he won't publicly sort of announce where, you know, his home of residence. You know, he won't tell you what town he's living in on the coast of Western Australia, because I think he really, you know, values his privacy. And
Is this in two parts?
It is. Well, it's a little confusing. Well, it's not confusing. We do it in two ways as well. So you can do it, which I think is amazing, is you do it like a big event, which we call the Cloud Street Experience. So you can do it on one day. So four times a week we do it on one day, where it's at 5 hours at the Malthouse, but you get a 40-minute meal break and we cater a meal, and then there's a 20-minute interval. And so there's a version where you can see it all as one big event, like a binge watching, or you can split it over two nights and do it sort of in two more traditional parts.
Oh, so you're trying to outdo Harry Potter, is that what you're
saying? Of course,
we're
going for Harry Potter. We're stealing the concept.
Is that daunting for an audience, having that much theatre thrown at them?
Not for Cloud Street. I don't think so. I think if it was a bit, well, I think for Cloud Street, because the characters are so, you become so invested in them, and also because the show is so fast, and I think has a real balance between humour and going to some very dark places at the same time, it moves at like the clappers. Like, it's an incredibly fast moving story. So I think each section, you only actually sit in your seat in the theatre for about an hour and 20, and then you have a break. And I think each hour and 20 races by. So it's like three really good episodes,
yeah.
I hope.
Brilliant. And what's it, you know, like with you growing up in Perth and knowing the story so well, what's it been like directing it?
There has been a lot of moments of boasting that this is. Let me explain how this works in Perth, or sort of. I think maybe love of your home really comes out all the time. I think while I'm directing it, there's a sense of, like, you know, one of the, you know, major parts of the third part of the story is when the serial killer Edgar Cook, which is a major part of Perth's, you know, history and mythology, emerges as the last man to be hanged in Perth, and sort of is credited as the figure that sort of made Perth mature, because he was so threatening, you know, and he becomes a character in Tim's book and the play, and it's really exciting sort of talking about that history with the cast as we're making it. I mean, the other big thing is the house is an Indigenous, it used to be an Indigenous mission in Tim's book, and although it's a fictional house, I think it's probably based on Sister Kate's mission that she had in Perth. There was an Indigenous mission there where there's a horrific amount of tragedy occurred. So it's, in many ways, the novel is constantly opening up conversation and history about what occurred in Perth, and it has a sort of national consequence.
Did you find it hard going, with the actors and all that, you know, getting them ready, and also who's in it?
It's a cast of 12, so it's a big cast from here and from Perth. There's amazing cast members, so Malthouse favourites like Alison White plays Oriole, and Bert Labonte just finished Book of Mormons playing Sam Pickles, and Greg Stone plays Lester Lamb. Brenna Harding, who was recently on Black Mirror, plays Rose. So it's a beautiful cast, but it's been like training for a marathon. It's been
well it's long.
It's huge, and so it's constantly it's over. You just got to chip at it bit by bit. So each day we had a really strict schedule of, we need to do four scenes each day and just get on top of that and just do it bit by bit.
And had everyone read the book by the time they handed the script?
I think so. I think everyone had the book in the back of their minds, but also the play is written by Nick Enright and Justin Monjo, and they've done it brilliantly, but they've done that challenge of deciding what to keep from the book and what keep not. Yep. You can't tell it all. And so there's often discussions in rehearsal about but we love that bit in the book, and could we put it into the scene? And you got to trust the writers, because they always excluded it for a reason. So,
And they would have obviously got the blessing from Tim as well.
Yeah. They did. And I think there's it's exciting to actually how fast the play moves, and that it is. You know, Tim's book covers 20 years, but you can navigate it in a different way in the theatre quite briskly.
Mm. Okay. Can't wait to see it. In two parts?
In two parts.
Or one day?
If you want to, one day.
One day. So what? On the one day, what time does it start?
Usually around 5:30.
Right.
So you come in at 5:30. There's the first part, which is about an hour and 20. Yep. Then you get catered for a 40-minute meal and everyone gets to eat together. Then there's another hour and a half and then you get a 20-minute break and then there's 50 minutes.
Right. Mm. And so what time does it finish?
About 10:30.
Oh, okay. That's
not too bad.
Oh, that's not too bad at all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing this wonderful story to us.
Is it on now? It's on...
We start previewing on Monday. And open on...
Thursday.
Saturday. Don't scare me. Not Thursday. No, not no. Thursday. I need a few more previews.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Okay.
Next Saturday. You've got time. Yeah. You'll be fine.
And it's called...
Cloud Street.
And was it on at...
Malthouse Theatre.
Malthouse Theatre. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.